Today in our nation, our minds are on freedom. We often connect words with freedom. The ability to speak, the ability to say certain things, are freedoms that are protected for us. We're thankful for those freedoms. We think about how words have been connected with freedom in the past. We think about Thomas Paine, those common sense pamphlets arguing for the rights of man. We think about the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. We think about Harriet Beecher Stowe and Uncle Tom's Cabin, moving a nation to do something about the institution of slavery. We think about Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from a Birmingham jail, the freedom that those words produced. Words and freedom go together. There are no words that ever brought as much freedom as what the Word of God has. The gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus came to set the captives free. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. And His words are the vehicle by which He does that. So John said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. As we look at those words this morning, we want to see three things about knowing truth. First of all, we want to see that knowing truth is personal. Then we want to see that knowing truth is possible. And finally, we want to see that knowing truth is powerful. Let's start with number one. Knowing truth is personal. There are some aspects of Christianity that are corporate. There are other aspects of Christianity that are personal. Those are outlined for us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. "And bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." We have the responsibility of bearing each other's burdens. That's a corporate responsibility that we have. We have a responsibility to assemble together, Hebrews 10:25. We have the responsibility to have congregational singing and teach and admonish one another, Ephesians 5:19. So there are corporate responsibilities that we have as Christians, but there are also some personal, individual responsibilities that we have as Christians. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 5 says, "Every man shall bear his own load." Every man has a burden. Every man has a load that he alone can bear. No one can obey the gospel for you. No one can be faithful for you. No one can study for you. No one can take care of the visitation that you need to take care of. Those are individual responsibilities, personal responsibilities that you have before God. There's a personal nature to Christianity. Sometimes we argue against that. Sometimes we shy away from having a personal relationship with God. And yet I want to be as close to God as I possibly can be. And you should too. It's the nature of Christianity that's meant to be personal. In this context, that's dealing with knowing truth is extremely personal. There's an aspect of this that we miss in the context when we don't see how personal it is. I want to emphasize something to you, and then I want to show you why I emphasize that. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Something very personal about those words. Something very personal about knowing truth and what that truth will do for you as an individual. Now, in the context, the personal nature of this responsibility is stressed. In Acts, in